So let me go ahead and get Nadine here on the line with us.
Hi, Clint.
Can I help you?
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. You've been talking with Jen, my representative, and he's been kind of going over the outline of our program. So before I get into the price and details, did you have any questions for me as far as like how the program works or the placement that we do?
No, I'm just imagining that, you know, the entire thing about getting your business or people that eyeballs on your business is money. Like, I have to pay for advertisement in some sort of way, so.
This is, yeah, it's a paid service because what we're doing is maintaining and optimizing you on the first page of Google. So,
okay, I think I remember talking to somebody like you guys a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I was, maybe I wasn't desperate enough to.
Well, I don't think it's being desperate.
Maybe I had.
People having enough work.
Well, usually I had so much work I was afraid to actually take on any more customers, but now I'm not seeing any work in the immediate. I'm running out of work, and
yeah.
So
well, this isn't. I'll tell you, being on Google isn't created for a business that's dying, right? It's created for a business mm-hmm. that wants a steady flow of potential quality type of clients, where you could be selective on the jobs that you want to take. As I was doing a quick search for your company by name, I did find
right.
a Google
and
business,
my business
profile.
My business is not dying. It's the problem is I'm a handyman, so. Handymen don't have, employees because you can't just hire handymen. Handymen all want to be their own guy. So, like, I'm a one-man crew and I end up picking up such large jobs that I was so busy that I wasn't able to take on my customers. And over the last couple of years, I slowly lost track of my customer base. And now that I've caught up on my work, I have to contact my old customers to try to generate some work. Or what I was doing this morning is I was creating an account on Yelp and they were giving me a 30-day free trial. And while I was doing that, you guys called me. So that's where.
Well, you do have a Google Business profile page. So just to at least get to the meat and potatoes for you, this is an exclusive listing that we're actively looking to fill today. So if we were to begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we actually close out the category, meaning we're not going to turn around and sign up your competitors. This is really to ensure that you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure, I believe.
It would probably help me a lot. And then as soon as I was overwhelmed with work, you could give that slot to somebody else, right?
Well, our program, it's month to month. There's no contracts. We prefer to earn your business month in and month out. Okay. The difference with what we do is that you can pick and choose the jobs that you want to take. If you got really overwhelmed, let's say you were booked out for 6 months or what have you, and you need to pause it or cancel it, yes, you could do that at any time. The package that I wanted to offer you is our Platinum package because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate.
I deleted my account on Facebook, and I haven't been able to get back on there. Like, I didn't just...
Well, I'm
going to
get into the details on all of that. I'll get into the details on all of it, okay? But as I was mentioning, the way that we do things here, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month, and there's no contracts. Okay, we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. So what you would be looking at with the established business rate is $249 a month. It comes with a one-time $99 setup fee that would be to cover your programming. It would make your initial investment getting started today $348. Every month after that, Clint, you would then just be paying the $249 a month with no contracts. What that includes would be the first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We will build you a new business Facebook page, and we would be doing Facebook advertising. Facebook ads can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So when they click on your ad, they will call you directly. a lot of our clients have seen great results with Facebook ads. Now, we would also list you on Apple Maps. We include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain. I would assume over the years you've taken some pictures of some of your work, and we want to showcase that. So the website that we build is Google compliant and it's mobile friendly. We'll make sure that that's also attached to where your business is being promoted. And then we cover the mobile platform. What that means is if someone's using their iPhone, Android, or tablet to search for your services, they will still be able to find you on that first page of Google immediately. So what it's basically doing is covering all of your bases. And that's what you would be looking at. $348 today to get it started, but $249 every month after that with no contracts.
Okay. Well, I'm inclined to say yes.
Okay.
Because I need to invest in some, I know I need to invest in myself.
Now, aside, I know you mentioned a lot about handyman, right? Is there anything in particular that you really want to be found for, Clint, that you would say is a specialty of yours, like remodels or anything like that?
I guess I kind of like, I like bathroom remodels.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. Now, the reason that
like
I asked this, and I'll tell you why I'm asking, right? Obviously, if someone's looking for a handyman, Clint, they're going to find you on the first page of Google. However, if they're looking for bathroom remodel, let's say you do tile backsplashes, maybe shower tile, when they're typing in these keywords and search terms, they're going to find your company on that first page of Google. So you can use multiple keywords as long as they pertain to the services that you provide. Now, the beauty of our program is that it also comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you're also going to be able to track your results with us and not just take our word for it that it's working. Now, you'll be able to go in and see what keywords you're listed for, okay, like what services you're being found for. You can see how many times you came up in the search results. You can also track the phone calls that you're receiving from new customers. Excuse me. Now, let's say you want to go in there, you want to add keywords, or you felt like running a promotion or changing any of your content, you can do so. However, you will always have the assistance of an account management team. So here within our company, Clint, you're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account to assist you with all of it. But it does start with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. Okay?
Okay. This is all ringing a bell. Like, I was almost going to use your guys' services a few years ago.
Yeah.
Or probably when I first opened the, tried to get my business on Google. This all sounds familiar. Like, I'm pretty sure this is how we got the pictures on Google originally, was through you guys, I think. Maybe I had not a platinum account or something, you know.
It looks like at one time you PIN verified your business, so there's what you call a Google business profile, and it has like some photos of your work, and it has your business information, right? So what we do is we take that profile, we optimize it, meaning we get it to the first page and we maintain it there. So that way when they're looking for, like I said, handyman, bathroom remodels, that they're able to find your company listed there immediately on that first page.
So what happens if I'm, like has happened plenty of times before in life, I'm overwhelmed with work and I'm annoyed at the phone ringing at any time it rings.
Okay. So let's say one thing I will tell you is this. This program is
like, what if I'm getting too many leads?
Well, that's what I'm going to explain to you. This program is not created to overwhelm you and inundate you with a bunch of calls and jobs in one day. It's to provide you a steady flow of clients. The beauty of it is that you can be selective on the jobs that you want to take. You could be very targeted to the areas that you want to target, right? However,
right, and I realize that one way I can do that is with the estimate is I can just bid my estimates. kind of high and hopes that the customer doesn't want the job, but then if they do take it, it can be worth it because they're accepting the higher price.
Okay, and I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be overwhelmed. It doesn't work like that. It's still going to be a process getting everything set up, right? But we do it in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really going to generate a steady flow of clientele. And what I'm talking about is quality type of clients. I mean, I feel, to be quite honest with you, Clint, with this being a month-to-month program with no contracts, we'll just ask you to stick it out at least 2 months. So we call it a two-month verbal agreement. However you are paying monthly, you can cancel at any time. I feel...
How do I cancel? Do I just not pay?
No, you would call us 3 business days before your billing is due to say, I need to pause it or I need to cancel it.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, we're
and
not
that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
Is that a normal thing for you guys to get a call and say to pause it?
We've had some people that pause their accounts because they're on a season where they're not working. So they've paused it for a few months, right? And I'm very confident that as long as you're making profit off of what you're investing with us, I mean, obviously no one ever cancels on profit, right? As long as you're making money.
Well, I'm thinking one job could easily pay off the service, you know, in a day I could.
Right.
There's a lot of jobs that pay off in expensive tools in a day, so.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
it sounds worth it. I mean, $250 isn't that bad, especially
no,
if it works.
And
well,
like
and
said,
besides, the way I got all my work before is there was a handyman business in Tulsa called Andy on Call, and that's how I generated most of my leads and customers, but they're gone, they went out of business, so I can't resort to them anymore. Like, every time I got slow, I could easily just hit them up for work and they would, but I can't do that.
Yeah. So what do you think? You want to give this a shot, Clint? This way we can prove it to you?
Might as well, yeah.
Okay. What's the best email for you, Clint? This is where I'm going to send your receipt. It's where we're going to send any correspondence from us. What's the best email for you?
CLGilly54. That's the first 2 letters of my first name and then my last name.
Uh-huh.
So CLGilly54@gmail.com.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now, Clint, while we're on the phone, you're going to receive these 2 emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and I apologize if I sound congested. I'm like fighting a cold. So I'm
working
from
home. I hear that a lot lately.
Man, I'm working from home today because I don't want to risk anybody else getting sick. You know what I mean? So I asked if I could work from home. It's like not the business. My husband had it, and now I got it. So it's like I'm taking everything, Mucinex, all of it. So I apologize.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're looking out for other people.
Yeah, I don't.
I hate it when somebody doesn't let me know they're sick, and then I'm around them, and they didn't let me know. It's like, hey.
I'm the same way. I'm like, you know what? If you're sick and you come to work, you know what I mean? You're putting everybody else at risk, and I think that's so inconsiderate. So, yeah, I feel you there. Now, I just sent you these 2 emails. The first one that's coming through, it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one says Google and Facebook marketing. It shows that I told you the price is $249 for a platinum package month to month with the one-time $99 setup fee, everything that we're including in that package, okay, as well as the website. The second email is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that one gives you, Clint, it's an overview of our reporting system, just so you have an idea of how our reports will look. And so I sent you an example of that, okay? Now, your last name, and it's just for the account purpose, you spell it G-I-L-L-E-Y, Gilly, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the number that I see currently listed on that Google Business profile, the phone number is 918-841-4813. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then currently on that Google Business profile, your business reads as Gilly Remodeling, the and symbol, that ampersand they call it, repair, and it has the LLC. That's how you would want it to read? Do you want the LLC included in that?
What do you think? Is it kind of...
You know what? I'm going to tell you, a lot of companies, they don't put their LLC. It's really your preference. But right now it reads, because, and the reason why I'm verifying this with you, because on that Google Business profile, it says Gilly Remodeling and Repair LLC. However, on your Yelp profile, yeah, it doesn't say that. It doesn't have the apostrophe S. Does it need to have the apostrophe S?
Well, it sure does on my, the legal, or, you know,
okay,
my...
that's what I want to confirm with you. This is why a lot of information right now I'm verifying with you, because I want to make sure that you're listed accurately. So how it should read is Gilly's Remodeling, is it the word and? Or is it the symbol of and?
Well, I feel like it can be either, but...
Okay, that's fine. Whatever you prefer. I would suggest...
Does that even matter legally?
Not legally, but we want to make sure that when we're listing you, that we're listing you accurately. We want everything uniform across the board. So we can list it as Gilly's Remodeling and Repair. It needs the apostrophe S because it doesn't have that on your Google Business profile.
Yeah, please. I'm surprised it doesn't.
Now, does it matter to you if the LLC is included on there or no?
You can leave it out.
We're going to drop the LLC. So what we're going to make it as is Gilly's Remodeling, the word and repair. Okay, that's how it shows on
my
your
wife
profile.
Seems... Okay.
You let me know how you want it, though, because we're going to correct it.
I'll change it on the Yelp.
Okay.
To use that and symbol.
To the and symbol.
Like
okay,
said.
Perfect. Yes. So the only thing we need to do.
Maybe it looks a little better.
Yeah, honestly.
Sometimes sometimes for short, I call my business Gilly's R&R.
Okay.
That's why remodeling and repair.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, honestly, I think it looks better with the and symbol. So we're going to add the apostrophe S. We're going to drop the LLC on it. So that way it'll just read as, Gilly's Remodeling and Repair. Okay, perfect. All right. And then on this phone number that we're speaking on, can you get text messages on this phone number?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you these two text messages, okay? Once you receive both, let me know, Clint, so that way I can confirm that you got both of them. The first text that you will be receiving is going to have my phone number. It's going to say, hi, this is Nadine Medina. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on this account. However, I still like for you to have my information for your records, and it is at the very bottom of the emails, too, that I sent you. Okay, so there goes the first text.
So I could just save you into my contacts?
Yes. I'm going to suggest that you save our phone number in your contacts under local splash. Now, my extension is 623, okay? Now, the phone number, this next text that I'm sending you, it's still going to be the 877 number. This is the one that you want to save under your contacts as local splash. Now, whenever you have an update, you have a change, you have a question or even a concern regarding your account, Clint, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. In fact, you're on Central Time. You're actually 2 hours ahead of us, right? So we are always here for you 9 to 6. Monday through Friday, okay? The only day that we're not going to be here this month, I believe it's President's Day, which is next Monday, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. That's the only day that we won't be here, okay?
Okay.
Other than that, we're here Monday through Friday, okay?
So you said you're running on Eastern?
No, we're on Pacific Standard Time. So you're actually 2 hours ahead of us. You're on Central, okay? Did you get those two text messages by chance?
I'm sure I did.
I want to make sure you got them.
Oh, wait, let me see here. Yes, I got them both from the same number, the 877.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Now, we're going to go over the billing. Okay. So the card, Clint, that you're using today to make the payment, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Is it best if I use my business card?
It's totally up to you. Some business owners, they prefer their business card only because they like everything coming out of the same business account. Others, they use their personal. It's really up to you.
It says my name and my business name.
Okay, how does your name read on there? Just Clint Gilly, or is there like a middle initial?
It's Clinton. C-L-I-N-T-O-N.
C-L-I-N-T-O-N. Okay. Clinton and then Gilly.
E.
Uh-huh.
Clinton E. Gilly.
Okay,
E.
Got it. But you go by, you prefer Clint, right? I just want to make sure because that's what I'm going to notate.
Yeah.
That you go by Clint. Okay. And then I had a high school friend. His name was Clinton, but everybody called him Clint. Or Big C.
Yeah.
Because he was a big boy.
Everybody's always called me Clint, so.
Yeah, okay. Now, what's the billing address for that card?
11115 East 13th Place, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
74128.
Okay. And you said it's like four ones, right? 11115,
yep.
Correct? That's a lot of ones.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It was confusing for years.
Was it? Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. And then people always chasing down the wrong address.
Oh, no. And they forget one of the ones. Oh, boy.
Right.
And you said it has a business name on there. How does the business name read on there?
It says Gilly's Remodel Repair. No, it says Gilly's Remodeling Repair. It doesn't say and. It just says Gilly's
Remodeling Repair. Got it. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4908-8300-0084-0392.
Expiration month and year?
0824.
And the CVV code on the back?
549.
So before I process your payment, Clint, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be walking you through a 90-second voice verification recording. And the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. So what it's going to do, it's just going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice. Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, please just do me a favor. Just stop me and say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? This way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. And that's because I want you, Clint, to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do also want to put a security question on your account here with us. You could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question? So it could be mom's maiden name, city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Well, I guess the only one people can't really figure out is my first pet's name.
What was your first pet's name?
Tigger.
Tigger?
T-I-G-G-E-R.
Okay. All right. Now, as I mentioned, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification recording, but please, if there's something that you don't understand, just do me a favor, like I said, and stop me, so this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, Clint, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Gilly's Remodeling and Repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Clinton Everett Gilly, sole business owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Clint, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash? Do you want me to explain this to you? I'll explain it. So what we're saying here is this. When we have an update for you, we might call you, we might text you, right? We know sometimes you're like in the middle of a job. You can't just stop what you're doing and pick up the call, right? So all we're asking is just to please respond within at least 24 business hours. That's all we're asking. Just
to,
be responsive.
To you guys,
to
not to...
yeah.
Not
oh,
to,
no. To us.
A third party.
Yeah, no.
That's
we're
what
saying,
was confusing to me.
That's why I was explaining it. We're just saying be responsive to us if
but,
we call you.
But the, I guess the part that really distracted me was it sounded like I'm gonna start getting more spam calls.
No. And I'll tell you how we prevent that too. Okay.
Okay.
You get more spam calls when you're on all these different directories. We don't put you on directories that are going to cause spam calls. What we're saying, though, okay, is that you might get a company, okay, and be aware, you might get a company that might be trying to sell you like another type of online product. They are not associated with us, okay? We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. Now, let's say you got a call, someone's claiming that they're Local Splash, right? I'm going to tell you, always ask, what's my security question? That's how you can identify if it's actually us calling you or not, okay? That's why I put a security question on your account. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So just going back to that question, okay, that, like I said, we're asking you just to be responsive to us when we call you because sometimes we might have an update on your account. So we're just asking you just be responsive to us when we call because of that update we might have. And we know that, like I said, you're in the middle of something. You can't just stop what you're doing, right? Just make sure that you call us at least within the 24 business hours. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So just going back to that, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now,
that makes a lot more sense this time
around. No worries. Now, on this next one, I'm going to say it, but then I'm going to explain it first before you answer it, because it could be a little confusing, okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Now, let me explain what this means, okay, because I usually do. Here, we're not saying, Clint, that you can't do additional marketing, okay? What we're saying is that before you do any other marketing, like we know you're doing the Yelp, okay, but before you do anything else, just give us a call and let us know so that way we can confirm that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So all we're saying is just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll say, okay, let us check. Yep, you're good. We're not including that in our program. Because what
happens
is... Go ahead.
Would you guys... Say I didn't create an account on Yelp this morning. Would you be creating an account for me?
Yes, because it's part of our directory submission.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But because you already have your Yelp profile,
okay. We're
not going to create you a new
one. Maybe you didn't hear this earlier, but, like, I don't ever answer my phone lately.
Uh-huh.
Cause unless I know who's calling, because there's no reason to answer.
Yeah.
Because usually
I'm the same way.
So I was telling the guy, I was like, I was literally on the phone for the first time creating my Yelp account this morning when you guys called. I was on the phone creating the account.
Well, you know.
So
how
I thought that you guys were calling because I was creating the account on Yelp,
You know how you got on our list? Because you have a Google Business Profile. It's not on the first page, but because
what I realized after I realized
you're
it was
like,
Google,
wait a minute,
you guys
this is
were...
weird. Yeah, no, you're good. So just going back to that question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 12th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Clint, this is a two-month verbal agreement. Excuse me. What that means is that your second payment will be charged on March 12th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, it'll be a recurring payment. So what that means, Clint, is that once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you, which I mentioned for you to save it in your contacts under Local Splash. That number is 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause it or you need to cancel the account, we ask Clint that you call us at least 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, if you need to pause it or cancel it, you're going to call at least 3 business days before the 12th, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
So what I'm doing now is I'm updating your package. I'm processing the payment. You're going to get a receipt sent both to your email. We're going to also send it to you in a text message, and you and I are going to go over that in a couple of minutes. The next step is I need to schedule what we call a client interview for you. So the client interview, what we do is we block out an hour. However, the client interview, it can take anywhere between 30, 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. But this appointment is super important because this is where the magic is going to happen. The tech's going to talk to you about the website, the Facebook page, the Facebook ads, the areas that we're targeting, your services. So they're going to go over way more in detail with you. How does your schedule look for today? Because if we can do it later today, I think that's best, because the sooner we get you through the client interview.
It's wide open for you.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So whatever time I give you, Clint, that's going to be based off of your time zone. Okay. So right now, the times that I'm showing available, I actually have, let's take a look here. I have 11, let me see, I got 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 11 to 12, that'll work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. I just probably need about maybe 5 minutes of your time, because we're just going
to
jot down some notes.
Do I need to be on the computer during that time?
Nope, you don't even need to be in front of a computer, because basically what they're doing is they're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, they're going over way more in detail. You don't need to be in front of a computer. If you prefer, that's fine too, but it's not necessary, okay? What I'm doing right now is I'm sending you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. However, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. I just need you to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason when we call you, let's say you're in the middle of something, Clint, you need 5 more minutes. Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 minutes or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
So let me send you this calendar invite. We'll also send you a reminder an hour before just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. Now, I put handyman, bathroom remodel. What else do you want me to notate under your services, Clint, so that the technician knows where to start from? You said tile?
Oh, yeah, tile.
Okay, what else?
Sorry, hold on. Now I'm getting a phone call.
Okay.
Did you put my number out there already? Or did you put... No.
No. I don't put your number anywhere.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kyle, you want me to rattle off a list of stuff, or?
Just shoot me a couple of services so that way my technician knows where to start from, and then they're going to go over more in detail with you. So like, for example, I know you mentioned bathroom remodel to me. You mentioned tile, handyman. What else do you consider like a specialty? And then you guys will go more in detail during your client interview.
Painting.
Okay.
Door, window and door replacement.
Window and doors, okay.
Roofing.
Oh, wow, okay.
Which I would resort to hiring a crew.
Okay.
Honestly, I wouldn't just be just me.
I was
going to
say, man, if you're doing that on your own, boy, hats off to you. That's a hard job.
Well, I do it by my own. If it's a small walkable house, I will take the job on.
Yeah. But if there's a crew needed, you can gather a crew together is what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Light yard work, light tree trimming. I have a lot of tools. I have a trailer so I can do yard work.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
Exterior painting. I can replace most any appliances. I just don't do HVAC. I don't have any training in HVAC, but almost everything else other than HVAC.
Okay. Now, is this just residential or commercial too?
Mainly residential.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of commercial experience.
Okay. No worries. No worries. And then I'm putting you down here. Okay. Now, your Facebook page. You do at least have a personal Facebook, right?
No, I deleted it.
You did?
And then
okay.
Now Facebook is giving me a hard time about, like, I try to create a new account with different emails, and, like, as soon as I create an account, it says the terms have been violated and I don't have an account. It's weird.
You're kidding me. Okay, because I need you to just, all you need to do is this. Create a personal Facebook. You don't even have to have friends on there. You don't even have to have pictures. Just create the personal Facebook. We're going to handle it on our end to create the one for the business.
That's what I've tried to do.
Let me do this.
Maybe,
let me see if I can
so
help
maybe,
you.
Maybe what I haven't tried is creating a new email and then going off that new email.
Maybe
account.
Do that. Because if you're
and have my VPN turned on.
Maybe try it that way. Because you know what could happen is if you're using an email that might even be used as a recovery email, that's probably why it keeps telling you that. It happened to my husband.
Right.
He had to create a whole new email and then start it like that. Okay?
Well, maybe
now,
I'll create a business email that actually that says my business name in the email name.
That's perfect. Okay. Now, it's just a habit that I ask. It's not a requirement. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
In the process of being insured, not licensed.
Nice. All right. That's awesome. And then I'm going to put on here, let me see. Oh, you have pictures of your work, right? Like maybe some before and after photos that you've taken in the past?
Yes.
Okay. What about a business logo? Do you have a business logo or do you want us to make you one?
There's kind of some generic imaging on, I think, Google maybe that has, it just shows like some tool.
Okay. Do you want us to create you one? And we can create one if you'd like.
Sure.
It doesn't cost you anything. Let us make you one, and if you like it, great. And if you don't, you don't have to use it. Okay? And then let's see here. Now, as far as, like, your targeted areas, with Facebook ads, we could go as far as targeting 50 miles. How far do you want to target with the Facebook ads?
Miles would be fine.
You want to do 50? Okay.
It'd be.
And that's the farthest they'll ever target, but if you wanted to scale it back 20, 30 miles later on, you can do that too. You can make changes at any time. Okay?
I'm wondering if 50 is too much.
Do you want me to scale it back to 30?
Because Tulsa,
and then go from
Tulsa
there?
Tulsa is already a large county, and if I do 25, that's probably covering most of Tulsa anyway.
Do you want me to put 25 or 30?
25, because driving more than that.
We're not trying to have you drive more than that. You know what I mean? If you got book a business within that area, even better.
Especially if you're a handyman and then somebody that is 40 miles away just wants like an hour's worth of work done.
You're like, it's not worth
it.
I get it. Now, I noticed on your Google Business profile, it shows that your hours of operation are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5.
Yeah, you can do from
You tell me what you want.
I guess that still sounds fine to me.
Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. If you need to change it later, like I said, just let us know. The changes don't cost you anything. And when we are communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text or call?
Text or call. Okay. And what forms of payments do you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle?
You can text me if you know, talking to me isn't totally necessary.
Okay. So I'll put text or phone. And then when your clients are paying you, do you typically take cash, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, credit cards? What do you typically take?
Well, usually everyone pays by check, but I also have Venmo, PayPal.
Do you typically use those when people pay you, or what do you prefer?
I will I'll accept, like, there's some, for some reason, some people, they can, like, they don't have checks, or they pretend,
they
like, they say, oh, they can only, yeah, like Zelle or...
Okay, so you want
to... My number one is checks, and then, but I'll also accept...
Cash?
Almost... Well, no, cash is my least...
Is
actually
it really?
Is my least... Yeah, like, but I'll take cash, but it can be annoying. I don't like having cash.
Okay.
Because then I have to go to the bank.
Yeah. Then you got to deposit.
Like, even if people, when people pay by checks, I still don't have to go to the bank. You know, I just take a picture of the check.
Oh, you just take it. Yeah, because you could do, I do that too with my bank. I could just take a picture of it and it automatically deposits.
Right.
So you want me to put check and what else?
I don't know. Did you hear anything about new laws about payments through third-party payment processors like Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, like getting taxed extra hard?
I think it's like
this year.
What they're doing, they're not, I don't, from what I've heard, is that when you reach a certain amount, they give you, it's like a 1099, right, to claim on your taxes. That's what they're doing. That's
right.
What I've heard.
Which,
they've been saying that for the last years. And every year, people are, they keep saying, oh, we're not doing it this year.
Well, I've never had a customer 1099, man. And I think it would be annoying to get little 1099s for small amounts of money.
Yeah, what it is that a 1099 is basically, it's just Venmo showing that you had this amount of money deposited into Venmo. They call it a 1099, but it's not customers 1099 you. It's Venmo and PayPal, those places, sending you something for your business when you're doing your taxes. That's what it is.
I understand.
So, yeah, do you want me to just put checks then, or what do you prefer?
You can put checks, PayPal, Venmo.
Okay.
All right, I keep getting phone calls.
You know what it probably is? I'll tell you why. From our number, there's no way it could be our number because I'm the only one that's on the phone with you. What it could be is because other companies, when their positions open, they're trying to call out, right? But it's not us calling you. I know that for a fact. I'm going to put here PayPal and then Venmo. Okay, perfect. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, can you take a look at either your emails or your text messages? Okay? I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. Now, also, I forgot to mention to you, if you want, you know how right now it's your physical phone number that's showing on Google, right? It's your actual phone number. We can change it to a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It'll allow you to track your calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number? It's your preference. It does not cost you anything.
Just leave my phone number there for now.
Okay. If at any time you decide you want the tracking number, just let us know, Clint. And again, it won't cost you anything, okay?
Okay.
Now, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it'll say, Clinton, E, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see that there?
Yes, Local Splash initial.
Yes,
invoice.
Sir. Okay, beautiful. I forgot to ask you too, do you want me to notate your wife as being able to make changes to your account? In the event you couldn't call in to make a change, do you want me to notate her on there?
Yes.
Okay. What is her first? Let me go back here. What's her first and last name?
Erin, E-R-I-N.
Uh-huh.
Propst, P-R-O-P-S-T.
Okay.
Or you could just list my last name as her last name.
Gilly is fine? Okay. And I'm going to put down wife, authorized to make changes. I say that only because, like, if you're in the middle of something and you couldn't call in to make a change, at least she could call in for you, you know? Authorized to make changes.
Right, like if, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so in case she needed to make a change for you on one of your keywords or something, right? If I don't have her notated on here, they're going to say we need him to call. So let me just notate her on there, okay? Now, when you're looking at the receipt, right, let me go over it with you. I'm just putting in here you go by Clint, so that way they don't call you Clinton. Okay, so it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your receipt is located below this email. Please note that this will be a recurring charge. Do you also see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to click on that where it says click here. Now, it's going to open up this page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. Let me know when you're there, and I'm going to walk you through this.
I'm there.
Okay. So under your services, you have the Google Business Profile Optimization. That means we're going to be optimizing it by your keywords, your search terms. We're going to be managing it. You will have the Google Business Profile access, so you're still complete owner to that profile page. We're just managers. You're getting the directory submission, and we're also including what we call a My Site. It's more of a customized website that has the automatic SEO settings. If you take videos of any of your projects, we could also upload videos on there, on that website that we're building for you, okay? Now, okay. Facebook business page access, so just create that personal page. I would say create it off of a different email, like a work email. When you open up the your personal page, we will create the one for the business for you. We actually create it through your personal one, so that way you have full ownership and access to it. So once you create your personal page, we just need the link so we can create you the one for the business. Okay? Now, we're going to be running those Facebook ads. Now, with the Facebook ads, remember, we could target an audience by interest, an audience by income level, or even by location. All right? Google ads and Google Guaranteed are products that we do assist with. They are not part of your package, but if you're ever interested in those, we can discuss them whenever you have time. I recommend the package that you're doing right now is plenty, to be quite honest with you. Google Workspace, they might offer this to you during your client interview. You do not have to do it, okay? It is an added charge. It's like having a work email. You can create a business email yourself. You can create one through Google, right? And it doesn't cost you anything, okay? So you can decline them doing the Google Workspace. Advanced Reporting System, Clint, that's part of your package, so you'll be able to track your results with us.
Maybe should I try answering this call real quick? This person is calling again.
That's fine. I'll wait.
All right, so call me back if you have to.
I'll call you back if the call gets to next, but I'll wait.
I'll try to keep you on hold. Hello?
Hello. I'm here.
I don't know what happened. I tried to answer the other call, and it was like nobody was there, so.
Yeah. Now, the live client support, it shows you that we're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. There's our phone number. Make sure you save that under your contacts. We communicate to you through text message and our delivery dates. So I'm glad that we're doing your client interview today, because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we are moving. Okay? So starting from today, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in all the directories. We're also going to send you your login credentials so that you can start tracking your results with us. Okay? 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are going to be live. They'll be up and running. Now, the website, that will also be completed within 7 to 14 days. Okay? And they'll be able to see that as well. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing, we're always going to say that the first page placement can take 30 to 45 days. However, many times I have seen where it's happened sooner. Okay, but that's always going to be our promise. For you, Clint, it could possibly happen sooner because you already have the Google Business Profile. It's a matter of you adding us on as managers. And if you're not sure on how to do that, the technician will walk you through it. Okay? I also sent you a quick link, too, to your phone, just so you kind of have an idea of the layout of our website, okay? And we do a gallery. We can even add, like, reviews from your clients. We'll even create you a tiny URL, too, if you want to send it to your past clients and ask them to leave you reviews. All they do is they click on the link. They leave you 5 stars. They don't even have to comment on it. That will post to your Google profile page, and we encourage it. We help you in that way. Okay. Now, at the bottom, do you see where it has mobile phone? It has your phone number there. 918-841-4813, correct? That's your phone number.
Yes.
Okay. Now, just real quick, right above that, do you see where it says payments? It shows that today you paid $348 for the initial activation. We break it down for you. $99 was the setup fee, $149, and then $100. Yeah. So what we did from the $249, Clint, is we took $100 of that and we allocated it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. You will never incur a cost per click. You're always paying a flat rate. Your monthly after, it shows you $149 plus $100, $249. The price will never change. Seasonal hold, cancellations, called 3 business days before the billing is due. So that way you don't get charged. Under your mobile phone, I need you to click in the box that says, I agree to receive text messages sent to my phone. So you'll click in that little box. The other box below that, you're going to click in there because you're certifying it's your name on the card that you provided and that the information is complete and accurate. And then at the very bottom where it says sign, in that box, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Clinton, space, E, no period after the E, and then Gilly, exactly as it reads there. You don't need to put the date because the date's already populated, and then you're going to click on confirm signature. Let me know once you do that because you should see it opening up a page asking you to enter username and password. You see that?
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. We don't have their username or password yet because the technician's going to be creating that. So be on the lookout within 5 to 7 days for an email with this link, a username, and a password so you can start tracking your results with us, okay? Now, we're going to be calling you between 11 and 12 o'clock today, which is going to be pretty soon. And we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, Clint, if for some reason, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician, okay? But if for some reason I'm already on a call, then the technician's going to call you directly, okay?
Yeah.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Clint, I'm super excited for you. Super excited. Did you have any other questions for me?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we'll be calling you shortly. Like I said, if I'm not on a, already on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we'll talk to you shortly, okay?
Thank you, Nadine.
You are so welcome. My pleasure.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.